No problem is too big or too small for Natural Ange.
Ah, not kombucha again. Sorry, Texter. We will get to that. In fact, well, straight out of the gate, let's get rid of it.
Why not?
Hi, Ange.
Hi. I mean, you can keep it, but what's the question about it?
There's nothing against you, Texter.
We get it most weeks.
We do. Because it's everywhere.
It is.
It's in the supermarket. People are making huge claims about it. It's going to cure all your whatnots. Dear Ange, is kombucha actually good for the gut, or is it just a pleasant, fizzy, hippie drink with very little health benefits?
Yes. Well, it helps the probiotics in the gut, but otherwise, I sort of think that it is a bit of a hype at the moment.
Mm.
You know, like, I mean, I used to grow a big mushroom of it in Melbourne, and, you know, years ago, 20 years ago, it's had a resurgence, and used to take up heaps of bench space, and each week you had to peel off that mushroom and make more, but it's black
Define
tea
mushroom.
And sugar and that sort of thing.
Is that the
kombucha
the growth
thing, you know, and it makes pups. Yeah, and you know what? I know a lot of people have tried and gone, don't know, didn't make that much difference, you know, but it wasn't really that far wrong anyway. But, you know, those enzymes and things like that is really important. In fact, it leads on to what I want to talk about today, is about gut health. And it's really, you know, paramount that we get it right, because it is the front line to, it's our interface with the world, you know, the gastric mucosa, you know, everything comes into face with that, and it's your immunity and your mood and your digestion and your leaky gut or not leaky gut and your skin. It is huge, the gut health. And so, you know, you always hear me talk about sour foods, and I'd do that far before doing kombucha tea, because it switches on your own digestive process. That sour stimulation makes the bile flow and the hydrochloric acid flow. That breaks down the food and moves it along. But when people are stressed and having a flat white and a bagel and at the computer and in a rush, you know, they're not secreting all those good digestive enzymes you're meant to secrete. And then they end up with reflux.
You're talking about my life just quietly. So, you know, flat white in front of the computer, getting all stressed out, but also maybe some pickle and some sauerkraut.
A bit of apple cider vinegar before you get up, that sort of thing.
Okay.
And people, like my patients, just say that's an absolute game changer. You know, like everything just switches on, and you know your diet starts to work for you because you can break it down and use it.
Huh.
You know. Yeah. So and a lot of people sort of move on and they have the silent reflux, or they get acid and they start taking proton pump inhibitors like Losec and omeprazole.
These are quite popular drugs.
Really? Yeah. And I'm reading an Australian article, prescribed medications in Australia, but concerns are escalating. And it's been found that it inhibits only the acid production, but they do not control the gastrin release. And in fact, the gastrin release rises with their use. And guess what? Gastrin is a trophic agent, and it stimulates growth in the cancer and other tissues. And it even their long-term use produced higher rates of gastric cancer.
So
it's new information. And Rachel Arthur, who's a really good nutritionist and naturopath, who trained at the same school as me.
Hello.
2 years behind me. She's really good. She said, well, why don't we measure it? You know, if you're, because they're sort of saying certain cultures are affected more than others, and also your dietary and lifestyle risks increase the rate of cancer as well. So why don't you measure it? You can measure this and have an informed risk benefit. But it's always been said, you know, because people go, oh, it's the new normal, you know, it's more effective than quickies. So people just have a Losec, you know. But I know pharmacists have come out and said, you know, Mrs. Smith, I don't think you should be on that this long term, you know, because if you turn off the upper digestive enzymes, then you're going to get poor absorption of the nutrients in the small intestine, and then you get osteoporosis and all these sort of secondary effects decades later.
This is rampant in my family. Shout out my family. Not uptaking calcium properly, so we have a lot of bone problems.
Yeah,
and it's all from gut things.
It is. It is. You know, a lot of people go, oh, you know, you need more milk for calcium. Well, it has got milk, but there's nuts, seeds, tahini, fish with bones, soup with bones.
But it's also redundant if your gut's just not taking it up.
That's right. You know? And the other thing is, it's not just about calcium, it's about your acidity. So if you haven't got sour foods before meals and making lots of veggies in your diet, like half your plate should be vegetables, then that makes you more alkaline. But if you're acidic, running on coffee, sugar, stress, alcohol, then you are going to be more acidic, and they're going to pull phosphates and calcium out of the bone to buffer the blood, so that's right for your vital organs. So it's all about calm down, eat well, and have sour foods before meals. And that would be way better than kombucha tea.
So angrily stressed eating of a carrot, maybe. Yeah. That'll be me at my desk.
And the one time I think proton pump inhibitors are worthwhile is if you've got a really bad stomach ulcer and you don't want to put lemon juice on a wound kind of thing. So you sort of take that for, you know, for a few weeks. But you'd also take slippery elm and zinc and vitamin C and things that help heal mucous membranes, because it's just like a sore. You know, people go, oh, I've got an ulcer. It's just like, well, heal it. Yeah. You know, and if you've got Helicobacter pylori, you treat it, you know.
So like a lot of things, you know, it is amazing science and we're lucky we have it, but not in the long term, because the side effects will be quite detrimental.
That's right. Yeah.
Oh, goodness. Yeah. Okay. We've got another question coming through on the text. This is a question for Natural Ange.
Oh, thank you.
I have recently weaned myself off antidepressant medication, mm-hmm. and I've had almost constant nausea for 5 weeks. What is the most nutritious thing I could be eating? I don't have much appetite, and some days the food only stays in my stomach for about half an hour.
Oh, no. And then you'll lose weight, and that won't be any good. So what you want to do is try ginger tea. And chamomile and ginger tea, because that's mind gut, and it makes a nice sort of chai kind of flavour.
And just put them together?
Yeah, chopped ginger root and chamomile tea. Real chamomile tea is better than, you know, tea bag chamomile tea. I've got it up at Harvest if you want me to get it to you. And I would suggest something like some CMD, which is concentrated mineral drops, because that helps your whole biochemistry, like trace elements and magnesium, and that might help you too. So, but if this persists, do come and see me, because there might be a hidden gut infection going on as well. So, you know, we can easily treat that. It's just helping you. Yeah.
So is there always...
And if you get sad again, let me know. I'll put you on something like St. John's Wort.
So has there always been in kind of natural medicine a focus on the gut, and is it only now that the rest of the world seems to be catching up?
Yeah. Naturopaths have always said, treat the gut, treat the liver, you know. Liver, they always get melancholy or livid, you know, really angry, hot, you know. And it's funny because naturopaths always talked about leaky gut syndrome, and now the gastroenterologists are saying hyperpermeability syndrome.
Hyperpermeability, so that's exactly that's the same gut. Thing, yes. Right.
But it's great, we're both reading the same scientific papers, you know, like fish oil does this and vitamin E does that, and, you know, there's really good research on having sour foods before meals stimulates, you know, digestive function, you know, it's all good stuff. It's not quackery and witchery anymore.
I do love that. And the power of language, though, it sounds far more scientific if you call it
hyperpermeability syndrome.
Hyperpermeability. That's wonderful.
No, it's got more cred than the other.
We'll just add some more syllables and more Latin on things, and then hopefully they'll take off. Yeah. All right. Thank you, Ange. What are your plans for the rest of the week?
Oh, I'll be up at Harvest seeing people and, doing what I do. Yeah. I love consultations. I always say it's like a crossword, you know. So it's like, let's get this sorted.
You are a puzzle. Let's figure you out and let's fix you.
Well, there's always something to offer.
All right. Well, wonderful. Naturalange.com or above Harvest Whole Foods. Thank you so much.
Yep.
See you next
support
week.
The Westland shops. We're okay. You can get a park. And I think early next year we're going to have 2-hour hourly parking down there. So all those people who park and take the bus into town will have to move. So
that's a really good point.
Yeah, so Westland's going to be able to be easier to park again.
That's what what's missing.
Yeah, we're having to pedal a bit here and say, guys.
Oh, we've got a caller.
It's a good little village.
Just quickly. Hello, caller. Would you like to talk to Ange?
Oh, God.
Hello. Oh, no. Chicken. All right. Well, thank you, Ange. See you same time
thank
next
you.
Week.
Lovely. Cheers.
That was Natural Ange. Naturally.